Welcome to the Business Benchmark Group podcast, where you'll learn how to think strategically about your business and discover that while business is not easy, it doesn't need to be hard. With over 20 years' experience in turning stalling businesses into thriving enterprises, here is your host, Stefan Kazakis, the founder and CEO of Business Benchmark Group.
Welcome to another inspiring episode of the Business Benchmark Group podcast, where we explore the journeys of accomplished business owners who are carving their own success and making a lasting impact on the business world. I'm your host, Stefan Kazakis, and today we're honored to have an extraordinary guest with us, Bo Bagaja from Bo Made Builds. And most importantly about Bo, I mean, a year ago in 2022, he was awarded as a Business of the Year recipient at Business Benchmark Group, which is not an easy thing to do. And in 2023, in our most recent summit at our Gala Awards event in Melbourne in November, he also was the recipient of Team Member of the Year 2023 award. So, Bo, it is a pleasure to have you because you are what we describe to many in our industry, trades and construction business owners. It ain't about you. It's about you leading a team that's going to be better than you. So welcome to you. And firstly, how do you resonate and reflect on that exact, 2 years in a row, the business has been a recipient of awards, and one absolutely belongs to the business and one absolutely belongs to your ability to lead and grow an amazing team. How does that resonate with you, Bo?
I base all my business, my whole business, over my team. The last 2 years, I don't know, you guys have really focused on making sure that you have the right team, making sure you're hiring the right people, and you guys have helped me in that regard. So what I think it resonates the most with me is that, I know I'm the business owner, but, my team pretty much are my business. And if I didn't have them, these 2 years wouldn't have happened. And if I didn't have the help from you guys and, just sorting out everything and making sure everything's in line and in place, that, the business wouldn't have grown to where it is 2 years later and we wouldn't have won Team Member of the Year. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing, right? So, here you are. You've been a Business Benchmark Group, a community member, a very well-respected community member, and there's plenty of people in our community that have been in business for a long time that look at your, successes and your continued trend and think, how does he do it? And, over the last 2 years, you've certainly been a significant reference point, and it's got nothing to do with being a reference point. It's got to do with being consistent, in my opinion, right? So it's been a pleasure having you here in the Business Benchmark Group community for it's approaching 3 years if you really think about where we are in our journey. And Firstly, how did you find out about the Business Benchmark Group, and why did you back then? I mean, at your particular crossroad, why did you decide to join the program at that point?
Yeah, well, one of my good friends who was already with you guys referred me on, and we got into contact with you guys, and then you guys explained how you could help me out, and we're just going through a bit of a tough time, I guess, not winning the work we wanted. We're kind of a bit stagnant, I think. I just needed a different avenue on how I could approach things and make sure that, things were going to work for me and that I was working for my behalf instead of, trying to please everyone else, coming into my business, making sure that we were getting the right work at the right margin, and hiring the right people. So I just made the leap of faith. I was pretty nervous when I did, but looking back now, wow, if I didn't do that, I have no idea where I'd be right now. But having done it, I definitely know 100% that it was the right decision.
And if we think about where you were back then, Bo, and I refer to it as a crossroad. I'm privileged, I'm humbled enough to be speaking to so many businesses on a weekly and monthly basis. And I rarely meet a bad business, Bo, as you know, right? I do meet business owners who've got an interesting way of thinking and sometimes are the reason, and in a big way, they are the reason why things get held back. But if you think about where you were, you know, 2.5 years ago, how many people would have been on your team, like officially on your team versus subcontracting, you know, two plus years ago? What would you say that was as a reference point?
I reckon there was only two of us. Plus me, yeah. So three in total, I guess.
So, you know, you think about, you know, this daunting task of waking up every day, needing to be at the center of everything in your business. There's only two of you. Typically, 90% of, well, I'd say 100% of all the decisions in your business are probably coming through you. And if we think about, you know, we fast forward literally 8 90-day plans, 9 90-day plans forward, 2 and a bit years forward, where are you now as it relates to people on your team?
Oh, we have 7 plus me, so 8 in total.
So 8 in total. And when you think about managing 8 people, because some people will hear this on the podcast and think, oh, my God, that's a big team. That's massive growth. And no doubt, the numbers have increased. Like, you know, you're 4 times, 400% bigger as it relates to headcount than you were 2 years ago. But in saying that, if we're thinking about, you know, the time and what you focus on, what your typical day looks like, your typical business owner day to day at Bow Made Builds, Bow, versus what it was literally, you know, 2.5 years ago, what would you say today in a typical day is for you versus what it was 2 years ago?
The day now is a lot more organized, I guess, a lot more. I know what I need to do. The boys know what they need to do. The team execute what's planned and what's planned ahead. We have our team meetings, you know, every Monday, and then the team report back to me twice a day, with, you know, progress phone calls. So we all know where each other is. They're making more of the decisions than I am every day, where back when I started with you guys, I was on the tools for 8 hours a day and then doing all the work after work. But, you know, now, look, every second day I'll probably float around to all the jobs, just do a quick inspection, make sure everything's going all right. Boys have any questions, we can answer them then. And then I'll head back to the office and do what needs to be done to grow the business and win future work.
Yeah, so if you think about, you know, 2.5 years ago, it's just you plus one. Where you are now, it's you plus 7, and you've just described what many would be thinking. Like if we have trades and construction business owners right now listening to this podcast, and we do, right, they'll be hearing what you just said in terms of your typical day, and they're running off the road. Like they're thinking there's no way that is going on. His business, his team has grown so many, and he can just go and spot check and go back to the office and continue to grow. Now, let me also put in the space here where we are as a business right now at Bow Made Builds. In the last 12 months, our revenue has increased 46.6%. Our gross profit margin continues to be on track and on trend for what we refer to at Bow Made Builds, and that's Bow Made and Business Benchmark Group, as the ideal target. We're still on target. So not only is our revenue growing, but we're on target for gross profit margin and improving that, which means the efficiency and effectiveness score in the business is growing. And our bottom line profitability in the business, as much as our overheads have grown because our headcount has grown, is almost on track for triple digit growth. So our headcount has grown, our time management as an owner manager has grown, our predictability for delivering jobs on target for our clients and repeat and referral work has grown. So in fairness, your working day and your working week doesn't sound like it's easy. It sounds like it's very much focused on the right things. Whilst your team, because remember, you know, we're having this meeting here today, this conversation here today, team member of the year. Now, the Business Benchmark Group is a fairly reasonable community, and to win team member of the year as a business absolutely speaks volumes to the leader and the leadership style that you're embracing. So I just want to continue to put the spotlight on that, because many people feel that scaling a business or growing a business is a great idea. But in fairness, unless you have the foundational pieces right, Scaling a business or growing a business could be the worst thing you ever did, which is why most people get it wrong. So in your personal life, you've recently had a massive life event. I mean, we were just talking about it a couple of moments before we came on to do the interview. And man, I remember my days when that occurred for me. And I'll let you share what's happened on a personal level in recent weeks, Bo, and how is the look and feel of what you have created as your working day, working week allowed you to absolutely be absorbed in this amazing gift that you have just received?
Me and my partner recently had our first child, so which has, you know, been an awesome event. Definitely life-changing and different outlook on life as we speak at the moment. Allowing, like, I guess working hard for these 2 years, making sure, as we said before, that the team's there and the boys have control of, you know, what they need to have control. I'm not getting in the way they make decisions. I allow them to make decisions. Has allowed me to, you know, get away when I need to get away. And the projects still run. You know, there are a couple setbacks sometimes, but you know, that's business. That happens. But as long as your team have full respect of you and you have full respect to your team, well, you know, any setback can be fixed. And it's, I guess, a lesson for everyone that we won't make that mistake again, I guess. But it's just having that trust and the boys know where we're going and they can see how quickly we're growing and, what jobs we're doing compared to what we're used to. They're just all in on the whole aspect of Bowmate at the moment. It's really good to watch. And it just has allowed me to have this child with my partner, you know, with no real distractions when we're in the hospital. I think it was the 11th of Jan. And for those 2 weeks after, I really, you know, could just come home at about 12 o'clock and just help out and not have to worry about the on-site stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing. And look, and in all fairness, in this country, in this part of the world, you know, paternity leave is something that is afforded to most team members these days. But to be an owner and have paternity leave, particularly as a young business that's growing and continuing to carve its way and carve its reputation, to be absolutely committed to paternity leave the way you have experienced it in the last 1, 2, 3 weeks is, again, just another massive prize that's been delivered to you on the back of the most amazing piece called A Brand New Baby and your first baby. And again, to you and Bridie, congratulations, and may Charlie live a fantastic life, a long life, and absolutely enjoy and savor the moments, mate. They're phenomenal. So I love the fact that, you know, again, you are a you are an example. You are a reference point to, if you put in the strategic and the committed business owner time work, then what comes out of it is, interestingly enough, more leverage, more opportunity, where people grow around you, your team grow, your family grows, and it's such a cool thing to be engaged in. Now, if we sort of think about, right, if we think about delegation for a moment, because you sort of touched on that, or even toolbox meetings, the art of communication, the art of feedback, accountability. You think about all that, Bo, and how that's enabled and empowered your team to continue to step up and speak to us about the award winner in the business, as to, you know, how it is that your toolbox meetings, your communication systems, your delegation, your commitment to delegation, and how it's afforded the business this amazing status of being a team that's growing, and it's giving everyone a chance to be their best version of themselves. So talk me a little bit about delegation, communication, alignment, toolbox meetings, productivity huddles, all that stuff, which are the ingredients of achieving a business benchmark group, what you are currently achieving.
Yeah, well, as I said before, the team, really, my main focus in the business at the moment is just building that team that I can rely upon to do what needs to be done. Look, my team's a bunch of, you know, young men, I guess, you know, from 28 to 18. You know, we start them off in their apprenticeships when they're 18 and then grow them through their apprenticeship for 4 years. So we start from the get-go with the apprentices. We make sure that, you know, they know what's expected. We've got a, you know, very thorough, I guess, expectations list with about 15 points of what's expected from each individual, which is all the same every day, and what we expect them to do. So it's pretty clear from the start that, and it's pretty easy to see who's in and who's not, like, because we do operate a little bit differently, and we do hold our team to account to things, and sometimes, you know, people don't like that, but it's pretty, having these things in place makes it pretty easy to, you know, see who's in and who's not. But the delegation side, if I could give a tip to anyone that's having trouble with that, is just let the boys have a go. You know, you can't, you got to get yourself out of the way. Just slowly just lose grip of the on-site stuff. Just give them a little bit by little bit by little bit, and then see what happens, because it's amazing. I was shocked for, you know, I started doing it. I was never really let go until probably about a year ago. And then once I did, well, the boys just picked up the slack and got it done. Look, they're always a phone call away. We have our daily phone calls. I make all my team leaders call me at 10 and 2. They've got them in their calendar, each individual. You know, nothing might have happened between 10 or 2, but they still got to call me and just say, well, you know, what's going on. And some days, you know, you have those dead days where you're just supervising, and some days, you know, they're getting a heap done. So we need to sort out some details. But, you know, those two phone calls, you can plan the next 5 days ahead and make sure materials are on site, make sure we've got everyone on site that we need. And then that information gets relayed back to me in the office, and I can do all that for them while they're continuing to work, get all the trades booked in, everything, make sure everything's there. So, yeah, it's just, you just need to let go of that, I guess, and it's hard in trades construction, because you're the owner, you want to get the best quality product, but you still will get the best quality product because you're still overlooking, you're just not exactly on the tools, I guess.
Mate, I love that. And do you call, what do you call those two phone calls? You know what we call them? What, at Business Benchmark Group, what do you guys call those two phone calls?
We just call them daily progress calls on that, just,
I love that. Yeah, I love that. So, you know, we always reference them as productivity huddles.
Yeah.
You call them a daily, what did you call it? Daily progress call.
Yeah.
And that sounds progressive to me, right? We're getting together to just make sure we're on the right page at, and moving whatever didn't happen, that should have happened, and should have happened, that didn't happen, forward. I love that. You keep on doing that, Bo, and watch what happens. It's exactly what you've described, and it just keeps on elevating. So when you think about the last 12 months, what would you say has been the best thing that has happened to you? And again, the baby is definitely that. That's right up the list, yeah. Number one, that owns it, right? But at a business level, what would you say has been the best thing that's happened to you in the last 12 months in business?
There's been a couple, I guess. Watching the team grow to, you know, we've had a few boys that we've grown from first year apprentice through to qualified now, and they've recently finished their apprenticeship. It's been good to be able to just reflect and watch them where they were at the start to where they are now. You know, we've got two of them running sites pretty much, just, you know, starting from the ground up and running sites. So yeah, it would be watching the team grow and expand. I get a good kick out of that, and just watching the development. I guess the business has just purchased a storage yard factory, which is awesome. Gets all the building material out of my house and out of my driveway. So I think that's a massive achievement for us. We've been looking to expand to that factory for about a year now, and we found the right property and we decided to just go for it and run with it. And we're looking to set up, you know, a little HQ with some offices and storage and stuff like that. So it's going to be awesome to be able to have a location where we can, you know, have team entertainment days or, you know, Friday Arvo, a few knockoffs just to, you know, reflect on the week and have a base for me to go to the office and, you know, finally get some admin stuff to help me with the back end stuff.
I love that. So on that, I mean, wow, what a sharing, mate. And so proud of your journey and what you stand for. But again, just being able to to have conviction about where you're going. And here is a question that sort of leans itself into that. You know, what does success look like for you now, Bo? What does success look like? You know, what is your vision of excellence as it relates to Bo Made Builds? And you've had 3 years in a row, or you're on track for 3 years in a row of almost double-digit, triple-digit growth year on year. And as you know, it's not unique here at Business Benchmark Group. It happens to many. But what you're currently doing and where you're going, what does success look like for you now?
Success looks like me not having to be in the day-to-day. Me being able to go to work, I can go into the office, work on the business flat, 100% of the time, not have to run the day-to-day activities. The boys can operate the business and I'm completely out of operations, is where I want to be in the next maybe 12 months, just completely working on the business and making sure that, we're getting in the work that we want to do. And then I can just, work on the sales and then just throw over to the boys in operations. And then that's it. I can focus on the next sale on how to get the next job. Just having some good leaders in the team that can take over from me, that just keep developing on down the chain. Recently did our org charts, and it's the year three from now is looking pretty chockers. Like we've, from 8 to probably, the 20 mark, I would say, with a full-time truck driver, picking up materials, picking up rubbish, just stuff like that. So we've got some pretty big goals to hit for the next, the next org chart for the next year as well. Like it's definitely, 14 guys. So we've got a few things to keep doing, but it's just developing a bigger team to allow me to do, the back end stuff a lot more on the day to day.
And, when you share that, Bo, I mean, there's a part of that would feel like, I'm just chasing growth, or my vision is about bigger. And I just want to do a check-in, right? I mean, is your vision about bigger, or is it just, hey, you answer the question. Don't let me fill the blank here, right? When you talk about your vision and potentially, you've just designed an organizational chart that looks like you're going from 8 to 14 in the next 12 or 18 months. Are you doing that because you're chasing growth, or are you doing that because there's a higher purpose and a game to play here?
We're looking, we're probably looking at turning over, the next 18 months, I'd say 3.5 mil. If we were to do that, I'm going to need some more hands on deck. We're still working, longish hours at the moment, which once we get into the office, I've got an office set up, which will allow me to hire some admin staff. I'll be able to, reduce that a lot. But for the growth we want to get, we probably want to, from where we are now, which is probably looking at about 3 mil this financial year, then we want to cap it off at about, we're looking to hit 6 mil in the next 3 years. And that's, that's not, as you're saying, it's not just growth. It's just what trends we're seeing in the business at the moment and what jobs we're looking to do. So for a builder, 6 mil, we could do 6 $1 million renovations or new builds. They're not massive projects, but it's, with a team like that, we could easily do that. We could do 3 $2 million projects. It's just the way you go about it, the way you nut it out, the way you think about it. It's not completely chasing growth, but for the trends of the building industry at the moment, building material prices, it pushes, the revenue up a lot higher. And it's just the way you nut it out with how many projects you want to do.
So I'm noticing you're looking up at your wall there, mate. Would I take a guess there that your organizational chart in 2025 is right above your head right now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's right above
your head. Oh, I love you, Bo. That's why, mate. It's and I'm glad you just clarified. It's not for growth's sake, but if you keep on being a supplier to customers and you're serving them well, you are communicating well, You are attention to detail and quality well, and you're building a team that can deliver exactly those three or four things consistently. Well, the only thing left is take the lid off and let this thing scale. Let this thing scale. And the last thing we want to lose is our standard. So to me, growth versus scale, the difference between the two is don't lose the culture. Keep 100%. It tight. And if I keep that tight, I'm going to have fun and enjoy what I do. Our customers are absolutely going to be respecting and wanting to support us in our continued growth, whether they're giving us repeat business or introducing us to their best friends, because, you know, good people look after good people. And I'm going to grow a team and continue to empower a team that's going to be better than me. Now, no matter which way you move the chairs on the deck there or move the pieces in the puzzle, that's going to end up being a bloody good game to play, and it's got zero to do with, I want to be big. I mean, I want to be big is typically something shared by people who are ignorant and sometimes uneducated, right? So I love where you're going with this, mate, and knowing you over 2 years, 2.5 years here now, what you set your sights on, it's absolutely ahead of you to lean into it and make it true every step of the way, mate. And power to you and what you stand for, because you're a sensational leader. So what three key areas of your business do you want to, like, if you think about 2024 calendar year, this next 12 months, what are the three key areas in your business that you want to continue to put more energy into, more focus on, more improved, consistent improvement energy into? What are you most looking forward to in this next 12 months in terms of, this is the obstacle that needs to be conquered, this is the challenge that needs to be sorted as we keep on chipping away at building this predictable for-profit business, Beau Made Builds? We're speaking to Beau from Beau Made Builds, a phenomenal business owner here in Melbourne, Australia, runs an amazing business called Beau Made Builds. And please ensure that you're taking notes, because this guy is a formidable reference to what it takes to build a business that will ultimately deliver the dream and give you everything that you want in life. Beau, what are three key areas of your business that you are absolutely committed to working on in 2024?
Well, the first one would be, I guess, sales. Really want to knuckle down on sales, make sure that we're making them consistently, and making sure, you know, we have a minimum of the next, I guess, 12 months booked in consistently. Just gives me that peace of mind. So I'm really pushing that at the moment. You know, we're pretty busy. You know, we've got a few jobs going on at the moment, but I'm making sure that, you know, I'm getting back and doubling down on the pricing and the sales, because, you know, when the operations are high, it's usually the time you die off. So we want to make sure that we are, you know, all around consistent, even when we've got the operations smashing the jobs out. So sales, and it'd be still number two, would be continuing to grow the team. You know, as I said before, the boys have recently become qualified, two of them who have, you know, made it through pretty much the whole apprenticeship with us. So now it's time to, you know, grow their, I guess, micro teams. So each of them will be a team leader. I need to look, you know, at hiring some more younger apprentices so that they can teach them in their team, which build the future team leaders again. So it's just, as you said before, it's not all about, you know, the growth. It's just about making sure that the boys that have just recently come qualified can, you know, fulfill their goals in running a team under them as well. So look, we're looking to, yeah, as I said, the team's going to grow pretty significantly over the next year, but that's just hiring the bottom end of the chain so that it can refill the future team leaders, I guess, and the team leaders now can build those young guys up to what they need to be to then, you know, push again, and we can spread out again and, you know, hire under them again. So that's the main key area. I guess the second main key area we're going to work on this year is the team. And then I guess just our qualification stage, making sure that we're pricing for the right people, building a brand on social media, which we're taking some steps forward in the right direction on that now. We've just recently hired a social media manager and marketer and stuff like that to help us out with, our socials. And we're just really looking to drive a brand this year, you know, get some good video content up and build that brand so that we can find the clients that want to work with us and not only just find, you know, another builder to have a price, but we want to find people that just want to work with us because they know how we operate and what's expected is what they get at the end. So that's probably the third key area we're going to work on this year.
Yeah, fantastic. And so clear. I mean, clarity equals power, Bo. And you're sharing just then across number one, sales or continued ideal jobs in the ideal margin to the ideal customer landing in the quote register. Absolutely continuing, just like a great football team that's always refreshing the list, bringing in talent. You know, Scott Penderbury needs to work closely with Nick Dacos, that sort of, you know, that continuous improvement approach and allowing, you know, that will allow your, as you shared adequately just then, allow your current leaders to feel like they belong to something, that they also have a significant piece to influence. Mm-hmm. And then younger talent or talent coming in that's all of a sudden in front of a great opportunity to grow their career, no glass ceilings. Amazing. And then, you know, that piece around, hey, let's continue to truly put a spotlight on our reputation. Yeah, let's do it within a budget. Very important. We do it within a budget because when we're smaller, that thing needs to be driven by budget and then, you know, leveraging the platforms that are, you know, afforded to many of us right now to promote and continue to build reputation, getting our clients to speak more often than we do is fundamental to that. So an amazing 1, 2, 3 there that just, wow. If you're listening to this right now, we're listening to Bo Bagasia from Bo Made Builds, a phenomenal young business here in Melbourne, Australia, and just certainly ensuring there's no glass ceilings here. So, Bo, can you share any of our specific tools that you have found valuable over, you know, the journey thus far? I mean, the first year is definitely coaching. The second year is definitely about how do you continue to elevate and leverage the tools and the skills so that you are absolutely becoming a coach for your own team as well as receiving that mentoring and constant support and direction to be that successful business owner. But can you share any of our specific tools that you have found valuable during our journey thus far, whether they're around table groups, monthly financial reporting, the ability to absolutely build critical thinking time? What are some of the pieces right now that are part of your DNA that you continue to feel this is the game changer that's continuing to lead the way for me?
Yeah, I'd say the round tables. Look, I've made a pact to myself this year to make it to every single one of them for the whole year. So I find them really good just to hear from other business owners. You know, we all go through the same thing, but just at different times, I guess. We're all at different stages of our career. And it's good to hear tips from people that have been on the journey with you guys for, you know, more years than we have, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then the younger guys that have just started can hear from, I guess, everyone, which it's just really good to hear other people's experiences and aspects of business that you can implement into yours. And it's just a good rejig to, you know, on a Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, just to get you back into gear, like pretty early in the week, if you're feeling a bit flat. So that's definitely one. I'd definitely say the cash flow forecast is a real game changer for me. You know, being a builder, there's a lot of money coming in, a lot of money going out, and it is very difficult sometimes to actually figure out, you know, where you're actually at and what's going on. So it's good to just, you know, get as accurately as possible the next 12 months into an Excel spreadsheet and then be able to see where, you know, where you should be in the next 12 months from this date. And, you know, I also take notes of where this schedule or this spreadsheet is saying that I should be, and then I'll refer back to that and say, hang on, what's happened here, if it's a bit different, or what's happened, and we try and address that. And yeah, the key numbers dashboard every week, just a quick little, you know, it only takes me about 10 minutes these days, but just a quick little, you know, number plug, and you get the, you know, the full health of your business. You know, green and red is pretty clear. Which also gives you an indication of, you know, your total employment to revenue and your utilization of your team. And you can clearly see if you need to hire someone new or you need to, you know, scale back a little bit depending on your revenue and what's going on in your business. So it's a real game changer in that respect.
Yeah, mate, power to you. And you're entering your third year in board, and literally, I was running a planning intensive last week with our Exitability board members, which are our 6 year plus clients. And the part of the journey that you're entering now will start highlighting just a different way of thinking as it relates to many of the pieces we just shared over this podcast, but also put a lot more concrete plans in place for you. When you look up to your wall there where your double up org chart is and how the cluster system's going to work, imagine in 12, 24 months' time where you're knee deep in critical thinking. In other words, the muscle is being built in how you think as it relates to exitability, succession planning. And it ain't nothing to do with I need to leave my business. It's just having the ability to know what it's going to look like when that happens, exitability, the ability to exit, right? And building a team that's going to be better than you. So, mate, you keep on doing what you've been doing, and the future is absolutely predictable, as is today and tomorrow. Our fullest attention to detail is needed, and as the owner of our business, we still need to step up and do what we do. As a final little note, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of open-ended questions, and I just need you to almost fill the blank, right? So one question before we get to the open-ended, the blank questions, right? What has been the favorite aspect of your identity shift? Bo, the business owner 2.5 years ago versus Bo, not only the business owner, but the father, the partner, the absolute leader in 2024, right? So what has been the favorite aspect of your identity shift in the last 2.5 years?
It would just have to be, I guess, letting go of the day-to-day operations. Just, the identity of being a car. I was originally a carpenter, and you get caught up on the day-to-day in the tools. You got to work the 8 hours and then go home. The massive identity shift for me was, being able to just leave and just let the team deal with what's going on site, getting home, getting to the office, getting the stuff done that needs to be done. Before, when I just started with you guys, there was 8 hours on the tools, and then another, well, six at night at night after work. But now it's just, I've got to do my things that need to be done in the office, as in, keep track of the numbers, do all the cash flows, all the key numbers, make sure our sales are going. And I can't wear every hat in the business if I'm doing that. And it you're focused mainly on the tools, and everywhere else is lacking. So it's all about just being consistent with everything. And now I feel, it's funny because I say that, and now I feel guilty when I don't get things done in my default diary, because I just know I'm falling behind in that. So it's just a massive change of being just so focused on one thing, where being consistent, gradually every week, just, just a game changer and identity shift for that.
Mate, amazing. Okay, couple of questions here. Just literally, you're just filling a blank. Business Benchmark Group helped me blank.
Achieve my business goals that I guess I always wanted to achieve, and helped me, build the systems and team around me to achieve those goals in my business that I thought I could never achieve.
Business Benchmark Group not only helps me with my business, but also helps me be a better person in my personal life. And
They helped me massively with just my, as I said before, identity shift, and making sure that, it's not just business, it's personal life as well. You need to make sure that you're committed to both, I guess, and paying as much attention to your business as your personal life. And I would say also my health, just making sure that, you're consistently being fit, and you're not letting yourself go and focusing on just your business and not focus on your fitness or your health as well. So yeah.
In 5 years' time, and I look back, I have achieved blank.
Well, in 5 years, oh, that's a good one.
That's 2029, right?
I would want, as I said, I want to be, yeah, the business to be turning over, you know, $6 to $8 million a year. You know, gross profiting somewhere between 25% and 30%. Consistently winning quotes, you know, maybe quoting one or two jobs a month, but winning at least one of them every month. And just having a great team around me, you know, not having the operations completely and fully occupied by the boys, and you know, maybe 50% of the admin completely covered by our admin team as well.
5 years time. Possibly 100, mate. Do you have any advice for future business owners of trades and construction businesses joining the Business Benchmark Group programs?
Just do the work. I know it might sound like, you know, it's another bit of work to add to your plate, but you just need to do it. You just need to get the work done. It's more important than most of the stuff you're actually doing in your business at the moment that you think is important. Doing the key numbers every week, doing your work in progress, doing your quote register. Yeah, they're just non-negotiables for me every week now. And once you get into that pattern of doing it, you continue to do it. So just build the habit and don't break it, and you'll be, you know, 1 to 2 years time, you'll be loving it, and everything will starting to be sort itself out for you.
Bo Bagasia, Bo Made Builds, an award winner 2 years in a row at the Business Benchmark Group community, and it's been a pleasure. Lovely having you here, mate.
Thanks for having me, Stefan.
Cheers.
For more information about Business Benchmark Group's coaching, education, and training programs, visit businessbenchmarkgroup.com.au or call 03-9001-0878. If you liked this podcast, please rate it on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, and leave feedback as well. Stefan shares so much value in all his podcasts, and we encourage you to go through the archives and listen to other episodes of the Business Benchmark Group podcast. Thank you for listening.